This recording, Slovakia 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at the old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer to for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, she was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of a foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made her an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Gamma, gamma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Gamma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In a time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold into Gamma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the bad diagnosis. Almost immediately she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, the Slovak folk dancing is very rich in Eastern Slovakia, probably the best. We have every region have different costumes, with a different music, very fast, dynamic, and spiritual, and it's what's not just a polka, but you got people from east to west, and you travel 50 miles or so, and you can find out that there is from in the area of 50 miles, you have maybe 10 different regions of costumes and different dancing steps and music, so it's very, very nice. Two friends met at the middle of the town. One had a beautiful new bicycle, so the friend asked him, "Hey, Chuck, where did you get that beautiful bicycle?" And he said, "Well, let me tell you, I met a girl a couple of days ago. She was beautiful, she had a bicycle, and she asked me to go out with her at the river, so I did." Now we sat down on a big tree, and she took all her clothes off, lay down on a blanket, and she said, "John, you can take anything you want." So I took the bicycle.